All right, y'all. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. It's my show, Scott Horton Show. Oh, man, that's good. All right, joining me on the phone is Darren Marion, the founder and operator of Darren's Coffee Company. That's darrenscoffee.com. Two R's in Darren's. I tried it with one R. It didn't work. Anyway, welcome back to the show. How are you doing, Darren?
I'm doing real good, man. I'm real good.
Good. Thanks. Happy to have you here. You got to double check your URL forwarding there, man. We got to get all different spellings of Darren's to work there.
As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, man, yeah.
It smells so good. All right, so okay, the deal is, I'm a Folgers guy, man, because I'm a bum, you know. I got to drink coffee, but it ain't any good. Sometimes McDonald's, you know, if the wife goes and gets McDonald's. Anyway, but then you sent me these bags of coffee. And I went out and bought a grinder because I lost mine somewhere in a move. At one point, but so I'm drinking the house blend now. I have not yet gotten to the Iron Roast and the Ethiopia, but I am sitting here smelling the bags of the Iron Roast and Ethiopia now, and they smell really, really good. So tell me, Darren, about how you got in the coffee business.
I hated what I did for a living, and I wanted to do something completely different, man. So I always thought about kind of what made people smile. I wanted to do something that made people smile. And when I look back to what a happy time in my life, it would be every Saturday morning when my grandfather would have everybody over. And he'd make everybody coffee, bacon, eggs, toast. And us kids would have our sugar and milk and a little bit of coffee taste. So let me figure, no matter what, if people even if they don't like the taste of coffee, they usually like the smell of coffee. They have some kind of fine memory or fond memory around it. So that's what I want. That's what got me into it.
That's good, man. And how long ago was that? And how's business going?
Man, it was back in 2010. I went out and I was working for Starbucks. People started, I was a coffee master. And I was like, I wanted to taste everything. And I was part of the process, knowing what coffee tasted like. And I usually noticed that it started to all taste the same, and I wanted to see kind of what you know, if I could do it myself. So went out and took a cast iron skillet and a whisk and sent my wife out of the house, came back. The house was smoky, but we came back in, and it was like, she tasted it and was like, what is this? And I was like, it's fresh. This is freshly roasted coffee, and it tasted like a wild fruit punch. Then I started to taste, you know, take it into work and have people taste it. Eventually, the guy gave me some money for it, and then I went out and got some bootleg bootleg cards, you know, just basic Vista print cards, you know, and was like, hey, this is Darren's Coffee. So it was back in 2010.
That's cool, man. It sounds like some fake American dream story, only in real life, huh?
Yeah, there you go, man. Got it.
That's cool. And so, and now you're out of Indiana. Where in Indiana again?
Just north of Indianapolis in Zionsville, Indiana. So it actually was rated the place of lowest crime in the state of Indiana.
Oh, that's nice.
City in Indiana.
Cool. Right. Well, hey, man. So listen, I got to tell you that, first of all, I really like the coffee. I really do. I'm not just saying that because you're bribing me to say that. It's really great, and I really appreciate you sending me at least a sample. I hope I can get on the flow, you know, like a skateboarder's sponsored am or something, you know. Get some more coffee to drink around here. But thank you very much for the coffee. Thank you very much for supporting the show. And I do hope that this will, you know, help nudge those sales up a little bit more and get people involved in it. And now, and there's a deal, right? If they're fans of the show and they use promo code Scott, then what?
It's free shipping.
Free shipping. How much is shipping on a couple of bags of coffee anyway?
Normally I would charge a flat rate of $6.25, which is still,
That's good. So the deal before was save $2, and you're telling me that basically minimum the shipping was $6 anyway for just a bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. So I was like, you know, let's see what we can do to make something a little more fair.
Yeah, that's way better than the $2 off that we're offering in the. I got to recut a new commercial for you there. Sorry.
Cool,
but,
man.
But yeah, man. So. So that's really cool. I'm first of all, I'm really glad for the fact that you're so successful at this. I like hearing just stories like that of people figuring out what they want to do and how to do it, you know, and actually getting the work done. I sort of feel like that's what I'm missing around here. But anyway, but yeah, that's great. And I do hope that people just go to my website, scotthorton.org. Of course, you'll find the logo for Darren's Coffee right there on the right-hand side of the page. And now what all different kinds of coffee you got? A bunch? What, you got about a minute and a half still to talk?
Yeah. I got like four or five different blends. I carry 42 different coffees, but I don't keep them all listed on my site because it kind of overwhelms people. And for some odd reason, they don't like choice. So I kind of limit to my blends out there, and my blends, they're really, really good. I deal only in specialty grade coffee, which is top 2% of coffee in the world. So it's all literally, it's graded excellent by the Specialty Coffee Association of America. So.
Cool. I didn't even know there was one, but I guess I'm not surprised.
There you go, man.
All right, cool. All right, you know, I admit I'm not some yuppie, and I'm not, not saying you are, but I'm just saying I don't have a background in being judgmental about different coffee flavors, other than I really don't like that French roasty stuff. I don't like no cream in my coffee, you know, just a little sugar kind of thing. But
cool.
I don't like nothing in terms of like wild flavored with berries and whatever crap like somebody's mom drinks. But as far as, you know, different kinds of black coffee, I don't really know. But I do know I like this a hell of a lot better than the Folgers I've been drinking out of a can, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure you do, man.
It's great. And look, I mean, with the free shipping and everything, it all works out, right? So
Yeah, man. It does, man.
Yeah.
It all
so,
worked out.
This is a smart way for people to get coffee. You know what you ought to do, too? You ought to sell it on Amazon.com.
Yeah. Working on that now, man.
Yeah, there you go. And then, and then people can buy Darren's Coffee and Amazon.com through scotthorton.org all at the same time, and everybody gets a kickback, and we're all rich. And keep doing anti-government radio shows. And waking up in the morning. I mean, honestly, I'm just no good in the morning at all without coffee. I need it. It's not just a matter of taste, although it's that too. But I'm like one of them alcoholics only for coffee, Darren.
And well, okay.
I'm relying on you to keep me caffeinated.
Well, that's the job, man. That can most trade a commodity in the world.
Yep. Well, pretty close anyway. I guess we'll see once they get to more legalize the weed here. But
yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Well, right. thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for tolerating me, you know, rambling on as I do. And thanks for supporting the show. And thanks for brewing such great coffee, Darren. Appreciate it.
All right, on, man.
All right, y'all. That's Darren Marion. He's at darrenscoffee.com. Two R's, although I'm sure he's going to fix the redirect there real fast. Two R's, but Darren's Coffee.com for Darren's Coffee Company.